Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Welcome to Training Camp Report on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. After reporting to Olivet Nazarene University on Wednesday, the Bears conducted a spirited first practice Thursday morning here in Bourbonnais.
As far as just, I think a lot of guys are giddy about being back. Super excited to be around the guys, and everyone wants to get back out there and play football. I think the chemistry of this team will be a lot better than some of the teams we had in the past here. Just you could kind of feel it in the air already. I think it's just a lot of excitement.
Since being hired in January, general manager Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox have brought a new attitude and culture to a team that stumbled to a 5-11 record last season.
Felt it immediately, really. You know, even in OTAs, you know, the coaching staff is a lot different. You know, their mentality is a lot different, and this team is a lot different. So a lot of new faces as well, but a lot of, you know, guys that are striving towards the same goal, so which is what you want.
It's way more, you know, relaxed, and it's more on you. So, you know, I'm speaking as a player, you know, to do your job and get everything you need done, you know, as a professional. And I think that's a nice change up.
Outside linebackers Lamar Houston and Willie Young both practiced Thursday for the first time since suffering season-ending injuries last year.
It meant a lot, man, being able to feel grass and being able to go through drills with my teammates and being out there with them, it felt really good.
With the regular season still about a month and a half away, Houston and Young know that they're going to be eased back into the lineup.
It's a day-to-day process. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so, you know, they want to take it slow. I'll take it slow with them, but I'm prepared to do whatever it is they need me to do because I'm 100%.
Veteran cornerback Tim Jennings was excused from Thursday's practice due to personal reasons, but he is expected to participate on Friday. Meanwhile, rookie wide receiver Kevin White also sat out as he continues to recover from a shin injury.
You know, again, we're going to take it day to day. I mean, it's not a long-term problem, but, you know, like any injury, you know, a blister can become a long-term problem if you don't treat it right. So, you know, we're just trying to do the proper treatment and do what's in his best interest, which is whatever his best interest is our best interest.
The Bears will conduct another non-contact practice on Friday before putting the pads on for the first time on Saturday. Stick with ChicagoBears.com for complete training camp coverage.